Okay, girls, you have done really well. You've sang really well, and you all answered the "we do" really well. I want you to listen for a few moments as I speak to you from God's Word. Question, and maybe some of the explorers might know the answer to this. Could anybody tell me, what is the name of the city where the baby Jesus was born? Where was baby Jesus? Bethlehem, that is right. And the story we're going to think about today is set in Bethlehem. We see in our first picture here what Bethlehem was like. And the word Bethlehem means house of bread. It was a place which had loads and loads of food normally. But when we come to our story today, which is set hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus was born, there's a big problem. The people have very little food. There's a famine, which means the crops haven't grown and the people are all going hungry. It's really sad. And the reason why there's a famine is because the people have disobeyed God. They have turned away from God and fallen His commandments. And God told the people of Israel, if you follow me, I will give you plenty of food in this lovely land I'm taking to you. But you disobey, you won't have enough food. And in Bethlehem, there lived a man called Elimelech, and his wife was called Naomi. And they had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. Probably when these boys were very wee, they weren't so well, because their names mean pining or someone who cries and weakling. And they were probably very sick when they were young. And so Elimelech thinks, and he talks to Naomi, and they say, we don't have enough food here, we're going to leave Israel. And our next picture shows us the map and shows us where they were going to go to. They were going to go up around the Dead Sea, away from Bethlehem, and they were going to go into the land of Moab. But the thing, boys and girls, was in doing this, they were disobeying God. Our next picture shows them in Moab, but they shouldn't have gone there because the people of Moab were God's enemies. They hated God's people. They had attacked the children of Israel when they were coming to the promised land, and God said they should never belong to God's people for a long, long time. The people of Moab were so bad. But instead of staying at home, Elimelech and Naomi, instead of staying there and asking for God to help them and give them food, they left the lovely land that God had given to his people and they went to be among God's enemies. And you know what happened, girls? After a while, Elimelech died. He had tried to solve the problem his way and he died. Let's see the way you question up, fellas. Do you try and solve problems the wrong way? Let me give you two problems that people have that try and solve the wrong way. The first problem is the problem of being happy. People want to be happy. Don't we all want to be happy? And we try to be happy in life by doing different things. But sometimes we try and be happy without trusting in Jesus. And the main way the Bible says we should be happy is by knowing and loving Jesus. And many girls and boys and grown-ups, they want to be happy by, getting loads of money, getting lovely clothes, getting lovely toys. And there's nothing wrong with having money and clothes and toys. But those mustn't be the most important thing in our life. And if we try to be happy just with those things, we're going to have a big problem. Another way we try and solve a problem ourselves is the problem of getting to heaven. Some girls and boys and grown-ups think, if I do my very best, loads of good things, and be really nice to my brothers and sisters and mummy and daddy, that'll get me to heaven. The Bible says no. Some think if I go to church and I read the Bible and pray, that'll get me to heaven. It's good to do those things. But those things don't get us to heaven. The only way we can go to heaven is by trusting in Jesus. So I hope you're not going to try and solve the problem of getting to heaven the wrong way. Trust in Jesus. He's the only one who can take you to heaven. So here is poor Naomi. Her husband has died. She's left with her two sons. What are they going to do? Well, Mahlon and Chilion, next picture shows us, they married two women from Moab, one called Orpah and the other called Ruth. Now, girls, in doing this, they were continuing to disobey God because God had told the children of Israel, you must only marry those who trust me and who belong to me. They should only marry those who would help them to follow the true God. But they didn't. They married those people who had no time for the true God and who worshipped false gods. And you know what happened? Malon and Kilian, they died as well. This story today is very sad. But they died. Now the Bible tells us when Naomi and Elimelech and Malon and Kilian came to Moab, they were only going to stay a short time. But they didn't. They stayed 10 years and they married people who they shouldn't have married. Have you ever seen a mouse trap? Have you? Yeah. You ever see a mouse trap? And on a mouse trap, don't go near a mouse trap because it's very dangerous. But on a mouse trap, there's a wee piece of cheese, or Rentokil will tell you it's better put a bit of chocolate, melted chocolate, on it. And a wee mouse comes and looks lovely. And he comes and he touches the cheese or the chocolate and the trap closes. And he's caught, and he may be even killed. And you know something? This is what happened to Naomi and her husband and her family. They thought, we go to Moab, it looks lovely. It's like a wee piece of cheese in the trap. It'll be wonderful. But they were trapped by sin. They were caught by sin. And they were in an awful condition. Our next picture shows us that now poor Naomi, she's left with just her two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. And poor Naomi, what's she going to do? What's she going to do? What's she going to do now with just her two daughters? Then she hears really, really good news. Wonderful news. Back in Bethlehem where she came from, God had come to rescue his people. God had come and given food to his people. And Naomi realized she was wrong to have gone away from God's people and from God's land. And she decides, I'm going to go back to God. She's sorry for what she's done, sorry for the wrong things and running away from God. She wants to turn back to God and trust in him again. And listen, girls, when we turn back to God, the Bible calls this repenting. Repenting is when we're sorry for the sin we've done, sorry that we've shut God out of our lives, and we turn back and ask Jesus to be our Lord, our Savior, and take over our lives. And this is what indeed Naomi is doing. She wants to go back to Bethlehem and to trust in God and follow God again. She is repenting of her sin. But the big question is, what would Orpah and Ruth do? They'd come to love their mother-in-law. Would they go with her? And both of them says, we'll go with you, Naomi. We'll go back to Israel with you. And then, when Naomi says to Orpah, this is going to be tough. And she told Orpah all the things she would have to give up in going back to Israel. Orpah changed her mind. And that was sad, girls, because she didn't come to follow the true God. And one of the things that kept her back, one of the reasons why she wouldn't leave Moab and go and follow the true God was this. It was because of her family. She didn't want to leave her family. Now, girls, one of the reasons why I tell you this is, one of the reasons why often girls and boys don't come and trust in Jesus is because of their family. Let me tell you about a girl. She would be the age of the older girls in the Girls' Brigade. She was 15. Her name was Dervla. And she has a friend called Niamh. And I met them a number of years ago. I was down in Cork, and we were telling the people in Cork about the Lord Jesus. And every night we had special meetings, and Niamh and Dervla came to these meetings. And they had never heard about Jesus and how you have Jesus as your Savior and Lord. They'd never heard that before. And they were really excited, girls, by what they heard. And it came to the last night of the meetings, and I remember saying to Dervla, will you trust in Jesus to be your Savior and your Lord? And she thought about it, and she was crying. And she says, I can't. Why couldn't she? She was afraid of her daddy. What her daddy would say. And we wanted her to take a Bible. She didn't have a Bible in her house. We wanted her to take a Bible home, and she wouldn't take it. In the end, she says, I will take it. And she hid it up her jumper because she was afraid of what her daddy would say. Listen, girls, don't be let your mummy or daddy, or don't let any of your friends hold you back from coming to trust in Jesus. Orpah was held back by her family. Don't you be held back by your family. And can I say to mums and dads here, here's a real challenge for every one of us here today who are parents. Do we help our children come to trust in Jesus? Or do we hold them back? You see, if these girls don't come and trust in Jesus, they will never go to heaven. They'll be lost for eternity. That is what Jesus says. That's the truth of God's word. But you know, one of the sad things is, parents can really hold their children back from coming to trust in Jesus. Cherif, my wife, she taught Sunday school in a church we were once in. And she had a great time, great kids that she was teaching in her Sunday school class. And they took it in and they listened really well. But you know what the sad thing was? She would teach them on a Sunday morning about loving Jesus, trusting in Jesus, and following Jesus, and about giving the Lord's Day to worshiping Jesus. And then she would ask them, are you going to come to church today? And the boys and the girls, many of them said no, because mummy and daddy are taking me to the zoo or take me to this other place. And there was she was trying to do, teach them about Jesus. They'll come to know and love Jesus and follow Jesus and go to heaven one day. And their parents were holding those kids back. In the girls' brigade, your children are being taught about Jesus by trusting in Jesus. But it's like fighting a battle for the leaders. If parents, if you're not keen as well, that your children would be saved, so they would be in heaven one day. Don't you hold them back. One of the reasons we've had our GB display, our GB enrollment here on a Sunday morning, one of the reasons, parents, is to encourage parents who don't normally go to church to get in the habit of going to church in a Sunday morning. And can I really challenge you, parents, if you don't go to church regularly, think about this. Because we're not talking about here just getting more numbers into any church. We're talking about the eternal destiny of your children. Don't fight against us. Come to church. Bring your children to church. Sit under the teaching of God's word that they will come and trust in Jesus. Orpah was held back. But girls, remember the other girl, Ruth? She was different. She wasn't going to be held back. Ruth was talking to Naomi and says, I'm going to go with you. And Naomi says, no, you stay with your family. Ruth says, no, your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. And Ruth is saying, nothing's going to hold me back. I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to trust in the one true God. And so the next picture shows us that Ruth goes, indeed, with Naomi. She'll not let go of you. She holds under. She holds really tight. I'm not letting go of you. And she's basically saying, I'm not letting go of God. I'm going to follow the true God. And the next picture shows us that they come together back to Bethlehem, back among God's people, back to trust in the Lord. Girls, here's a real challenge for you. Are you like Ruth or Orpah here? Are you someone who's thought about trusting in God and trusting in Jesus, but like Orpah, you're not willing to do it? I hope you're not like that. I hope you're like Ruth. Ruth, who says, I will trust in Jesus. I will trust in the Lord. I'm going to follow him. Nothing is going to stop me. Our final picture shows, indeed, something very important. How do you become a Christian? Well, let me tell you how you become a Christian. Girls, you have to come and realize that you're bad and don't deserve to go to heaven. You have to believe that your one hope is that Jesus died on the cross to take away your sin, your only hope, and that you would take Jesus to be your Savior, to be your Lord. So I wonder, girls, have you come, have you received Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord? Are you walking on with him? Parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, have you embraced Jesus? Because only when we have Jesus do we know one day we will go to heaven. Let's pray. Let's all close our eyes and bow our heads as we speak to God in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for, although it's a sad word today about what happened indeed to Elimelech and Mahlon and Chilion, and it's sad about how Orpah refused to trust in the true God. But it's a wonderful word in how indeed Naomi came back to trust in God after sliding away. And a wonderful word how indeed Ruth came and embraced the true God as her Savior, as her Master. And dear Lord, we pray for all the girls in the Girls Brigade that they will come and trust in Jesus as their Savior, as their Lord. And dear Father, we pray for those of us who are parents, the tremendous responsibility that all of us have. And Father, you know it's not easy being a parent in these days. But give us the grace that we need as parents, so that indeed we'll not hold our children back from trusting in God, but that indeed that we would encourage our children to trust in Christ and to follow him. That we won't just encourage them, O God, with words, but we would encourage them with the example of our lives as we would embrace Christ for ourselves. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to sing our closing praise, which is All I Once Held Dear, which speaks of how there's nothing compared to knowing Jesus. And after we sing this praise, could I ask you to remain standing as the colours are returned, and then we'll have the benediction, and then we'll have the National Anthem. And we're going to sing two verses of the National Anthem. Now, if you don't know the second verse, it'll be up on the screen. All I Once Held Dear.
I have found.
benediction. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now until Christ calls or comes, and then forevermore. Amen.